I'm going to show you how to use the support tickets function within Simplero. So the first thing you need to do is go to your settings and then go to the account page, which you should automatically be on when you click settings. And then you're going to scroll down to the support tickets section, and you'll go ahead and make sure that this box is checked here to use Simplero's built-in support ticket system. Then you can check who the default assignee is. Is going to give you a list of the admins that you have available by clicking this drop down. And then you can put in whatever message is going to be viewable to them. It's similar to when you click the help on our site. I'll quickly show you that. You've got this text here, and then you can put in your ticket. It's going to look the same for them. So that text is what you're putting in right here. And then you can put in some information if you want to have an SMS text message sent to you when someone submits a help ticket. And then you can put in some other optional information if you want there as well. It gives you an email address here. So this is what the email, where you need to have your emails forwarded to so that they can filter into the support tickets system. So if you're currently using an email address such as support@yourdomain.com, then you would schedule that to forward to this address that you see listed right here. So then you're going to go to your communication tab, and this is where you're going to manage your support tickets. So you'll see a support ticket section there once you've turned it on. Again, you've got the message here that shows you where those emails need to get forwarded to. So it's written out here. You can also click the little clipboard to copy it. And then once people submit tickets to you, you're going to see them pop up here in the open section. So then you can click on the ticket. It's going to open it up. You'll be able to see their message. You can see who it's assigned to, and you can reassign it if you want. And then you can respond back to them. If you're unsure and you want to message one of the other admins in your system about this ticket, you simply click that little box that says private message. It'll change it to yellow. Now you can type in that message, assign it to the person you're sending it to, and then they will get an alert that there is a ticket for them. So you're going to go ahead and say save and keep as open. That's going to keep the ticket on the open screen here, but it's now moving it over so that this person can respond. Then when you're ready to respond, then you would go back in. You can see all the replies. You can put in your response, and then you can mark it as solved, or if you need more information back, you can put it as pending. Then once they respond, if it's in pending mode, it'll move it back to open. And so then once you're done, you just go ahead and click one of those buttons. And then now it'll be moved over up here too. So you'll be able to see the ones that are pending, see the ones that are solved, and then anything that's actually assigned to you will show up in the yours section. If they give you feedback once they've responded, you'll be able to see that in the positive or negative here. So that's when they've given you feedback on their end. So that is how the support tickets work. If you have any questions about that, of course, you can always reach out to our help via our support tickets system, or you can check our guides for